Let's maybe first start with framing the issue. So the core issue is that we have all these states, and then we have the various markets, and then we have all these policy issues, and they kind of all collide. States are trying to implement specific policies that really potentially collide with the competitive markets. So the question is, how do we square this circle to ensure that competitive markets achieve the desired low-carbon future? So, and for states, they don't want markets to erect a barrier to their desired state policies. So just a few kind of what's been going on in some of the states and how this kind of has been percolating. So states have multiple objectives, and they're not always reflected or consistent with how the centralized power markets work. I'll talk about a little bit about this later. NJ, LCAP in Maryland, that's one of the preeminent cases going on, or has actually now been decided at the Supreme Court. There was Connecticut contracts, Ohio, Illinois, New York. All these states have various objectives, jobs, taxes, votes. And then in Massachusetts, there is a burgeoning offshore wind industry off of Cape Cod and a recently enacted Global Warming Solutions Act, which is trying to cut emissions. So this is the current challenge that Norma was alluding to. This is the ZECs, zero emissions credits, and there are two litigations going on, one in New York and one in Illinois, and Carrie's company and my company are on opposite sides of this. So in New York, as part of the Clean Energy Standard, which is an order that the New York PSC implemented, they granted subsidies in the form of these ZEC payments to certain Exelon nuclear units in upstate New York.